Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Jim. This is Christopher.
Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I need to figure out the communication preference there. I've talked to you. I've talked to Arthur. Now, whom do I call? Who's my primary contact?
So once the project starts, okay, the project will be obviously in conversation between me and Arthur. So we both will be working together on your project.
Let me ask the question again, and I'll speak more slowly. Whom do I call?
You call me.
Okay, there's the answer. All right. We're going to go with you guys on everything.
Okay.
So I have now commitment from them that they'll have it done Friday. Of course, this is about the second Friday they've said that. So I'm going to wait till Friday and see, and then I'll give you an update on Monday. The first thing I want to do is get this site tight. I mean, perfect.
Okay.
And then I want to start adding on, I guess one better way of saying it, the add-ons.
Okay.
You just gave me a quote for $4,000.
Yes.
For the new member associate.
Auto integration.
Auto integration, is that what we called it?
Yes, exactly.
I think it's a good name, don't you?
That is a good name. Yes, I would definitely say, because we're gonna use the same names on the email threads on their project platform, so that we can categorize each of the projects easily.
Well, here's the thing: I want to have a different name for every attachment, we might say.
Yes.
Every project. Well, this is the primary, because the minute we start getting enrollments, that needs to be in place. How long would it take if I say go? How long will it take to get that done?
Okay. Now, I'll ask you two questions over here, okay, Jim? Okay. So, we've only spoken about two projects. One is your primary website, who's being worked by a team of developers who you are already working with, okay? And the second one is the member certificate auto integration, okay? So I'm assuming you're currently talking about the first one, okay, whom you're about to give me an update by Friday, and the second one is for the member certificate auto integration. So which one are you talking about right now?
I speak of the second one. I apologize. If I told you today, go with that one and gave you the money, how long before it would be finished?
It would be taking, how soon do you need it? You tell me. Because it is something we can speed it up as well.
Well, you know, until we get going, everything's behind because of those other clowns. So, you know, as soon as you can do it, you can do it. I mean, I don't put pressure on anybody. I expect you to do it as soon as you can, but you have other clients. I understand that.
A month? What do you say about it?
I'm okay with that.
All right. Lovely.
I'm all right with that. So when I'm going to start sending you things to, not a lot, but the first few projects.
Okay.
And I'll diagram them like I diagrammed this one. Was my diagram helpful?
Yes, it was pretty helpful. It's pretty clear and pretty obvious what you're asking for. So these kind of diagrams are going to help us a lot.
Now what I'm going to do on the next, I'm going to send you a logo. And I have two projects that I need to know about. One of them is you can create logos, I assume. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, what I do with these guys, they've done 12 logos for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I give them a sample page. I create a sample of what I want it to look like, and I give them a PDF sample. And then I give them the components they need to construct a logo like my sample.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you a sample logo, and just tell me how much you would charge me to do a logo like that, and then tell me how long it would take. That's all we need. And I'll just put a name at the top, you know, logo construction or something.
Okay.
Now, the second, go ahead, Chris. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Every logo, our general timeline is like 24 to 48 hours, and that's pretty much it. In like 2 days of time frame, you get initial iterations of the logo.
And what's the cost on it?
Oh, so are you going to need like all kinds of files on the logo? Like all kinds
no,
of
no, no. I just need a JPEG and that's it.
You just need a JPEG. We do charge like $149 for that.
$150 for a JPEG logo.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Now, I'm going to construct. I don't need anything from you, but well, I'm going to construct a drawing that shows my 12 companies,
mm-hmm.
and I will be collecting contacts, people, emails from all 12 companies,
mm-hmm.
and in each company there will be a set of classifications specific to the work that company does.
Okay.
For example, my retirement planning company, there are 7 classifications, any one of which a client would be classified, you know, like a lead or a prospect in the open phase, and so on.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you these 12 companies underneath the name of each, and we have to plan now. And you're going to choose the platform as we discussed yesterday.
Yes.
I don't care if it's Salesforce. It seems to me like you're going a little deeper than Salesforce and a little better. But anyway, I need to make sure it's on the cloud. I want everything I have on the cloud. So if my laptop gets stolen or whatever happens, everything's on the cloud and nice and safe. And I would rather, if it's possible, not even have it on the laptop. I've had some serious theft in my company. Cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay.
So I would rather have a situation where I've got an executive and he's got a clearance and he logs on and he has access to data. But then if I want him gone, I can go online, cut him off in a split second.
Okay.
Now, once upon a time, Chris, I had a president working for me. Mm-hmm. I'm the chairman. I owned the company. He worked for me. He was a high-level executive, president of the company. He worked with our attorney, of course. President handles all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the attorney, and I said, oh, Mr. Clark, I said, I want to meet you out of the office, and I want it private. I don't want Coughlin to know. Oh, okay. So I met him for breakfast, and I told him I'm going to fire Coughlin, and I want you to know, and so forth. But before I did that, I asked him, I said, now our conversation is privileged information, is it not? Oh, of course. And you won't tell anybody, even Coughlin, because Coughlin is down the fall. I'm above Coughlin. Nope, this is between you and me. He liked Coughlin. So when I left that meeting, he went straight back to his office and sent Coughlin an email and said, they're on their way over to fire you. Well, that let the guy download all of our financials, our client base, everything. And I won't go into what it cost me over the next 2 or 3 years. It's just a fortune. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to have that problem. I want to go online. If I'm planning to not be in the country much.
Okay.
If I'm sitting in the Caymans, I want to go online and cut Bob Johnson off. I don't want it that easy. I want to go online, go in and revoke his credentials, and it's over. He can't get in.
Okay.
And he can steal his laptop if he wants to because there's nothing on it.
Okay.
That's a long discussion, Chris, but I wanted you to be you and Arthur being conceptualizing on how you're going to set this up so it will satisfy those needs.
Okay, that's great. Okay, we're going to really figure this out. Not a problem. So,
well, you have to know your client.
Exactly.
And of course, we want every employee to have. I want this as tight as the CIA. I'm telling you. Now, in that regard, it's my understanding the CIA has their stuff on Amazon Cloud Services.
Exactly, yes.
Well, if the CIA goes with Amazon, is there some thought that we might? But back to you're making the calls on that. You call the shots on that.
All right. Leave that to us, and like we'll make sure of about your security, integrity, and everything which cannot be compromised later on. So that's not a big problem. We'll call the shots on that, and we'll give you an update on it, okay? Don't worry about it.
Well, I'd like to, when you guys collaborate and you conference together and you decide how this is going to be set up and where, and when you've had time to do that, call me and read me in on it. You have the business. I'm confident that you won't overhaul me on prices. You have to stay competitive, of course, and I think you will. So your bid today came in at $4,000 on that first project on the members' certificate. The other one was $5,000.
Yes.
But yours was a special offer, and I'm assuming your special offer will hold because I have a non-special offer of $5,000. See, so I assume you'll honor the special offer and put $4,000 out there.
Lovely. So if you like enter into an
agreement, right.
We'll do is like Jim, we're going to like go ahead and like create your account area, okay, and sign you up with it, okay.
Now one other thing, we don't start anything yet. I've got to get this new company launched, but beginning your thinking together. Thinking takes time.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm working on a project, I've got it all done in about 15 minutes, and then I let it sit there because the next day I get a few ideas that make it better. So I'm throwing these things to you early so they can kind of come together. Now, here's the last project, and this is certainly not something that has to happen right away, but I have a picture of it's called Little Puppies Daycare. It's one of my companies.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture, I'm going to send you the logo. And if you look at the schoolhouse, there's a schoolhouse. It's yellow. And the circle on the logo is yellow. But they're not the same yellow.
Mm.
I mean, unless I'm Helen Keller, you know who she was? Doesn't
yep.
matter.
Yeah.
She was blind, deaf, and dumb, and she was a big deal. And three generations ago, but then these guys go, oh, they're the same, Mr. Clark. Well, no, they're not the same. I'm not blind. So I'm going to need somebody to draw this picture from scratch and make the yellows match. Now, I always use Pantone colors, and these logos, I have the ovals for them. I'll send you the ovals, and we have a black oval, a blue oval, and a yellow oval.
Okay.
And so, and I have the Pantone colors. I want everything we do, I want to know what the Pantone color is, you see.
Okay.
So that's just put little puppy's image. I need it redrawn or you can touch the one I have up, but the yellows have to match, and I want the brightest yellow possible. It is my belief that my yellow oval is the most yellow possible. So now I need to change the house, you know. Now, if you come back and say, well, they're the same, then I'll just go and find a tall building, and I'll jump from the top.
No, that's not going to happen, so don't worry about it.
Because when I'm so far gone, I can't tell yellow. If I'm so far gone, I can't tell bright yellow from dark yellow. I just well give it up, you know, go ahead and go to heaven early.
We actually focus a lot on branding, okay, and the color guidelines as well, so don't worry on it. You'll get some top-notch work on that as well, okay, and you're going to see, like, some nice designs and as per your taste as well. So it's not something that
everything
makes a nice
Chris, it has to be perfect.
Yes.
It has to be perfect.
That is what we aim for as well, Jim.
Everything we do has to be perfect. It has to send a message. You can't compete, so don't bother.
Definitely, I do agree with you.
You can't compete, so don't bother yourself. Has to be perfect. And I feel you. I've looked at your website several times. Very well done. And anyway, that's me. I'll send a picture of the schoolhouse so you can get the yellow oval. In my mind, in my eyes, the oval is brighter than the schoolhouse. Then I'll send that, and I'll send a sample of one of our logos so you can see how we want it. And whenever I order a logo, I'll order you know, I'll send you the components that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much me today. I wanted to download all that thinking so you and Arthur could collaborate on it and maybe make some headway on what we're going to do.
All right, lovely. And when are we looking forward to late start off at the member certificate auto integration project?
We're not ready to start on that yet. I have to launch a new company first.
Oh, all right. Got it. Okay, so
Chris, I'm bleeding money over here. I've got millions in debt. I've got to get the new company open so it can pay for things.
Mm-hmm.
I've paid for everything, and you wouldn't believe the expenses out of pocket. So anything I don't have to do, as soon as we launch this new company, the website in under discussion with these other clowns, the money will come in, and then we don't have to think about it. You can start 10 of them at the same time. I don't care.
All right, that will be great. Okay, so I'm assuming that will be somewhere near Friday, right?
Well, Friday's what they're going to tell me, but then I got to get it started. So I probably won't need to talk to you again until we're ready to start one of these, but I did want to download the information so you and Arthur could begin to put together your thinking. And I did want to tell you that you got the contract. You're going to get all of our work.
All right, that will be great. Okay, so really looking forward for it. And any kind of information, be it the logos and anything, you can just email it to me. I'll discuss it with my team as well, and we'll go from there then, okay?
You're a good man, Chris. Thank you very much.
So much, Jim. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.